This is Davin's Den.
All right, on the break, that we heard new music from Nadia with Someone Like You and MC Duro with Spirit You Wanted. You can learn more about both artists at khb-music.de. khb-music.de, MC Duro and Nadia, who we've played before on the show. We'll do some Savage Medicine now. Usually Joe handles this, but Pip has stepped up to do the Savage Medicine. It'll be me versus Vincent. Pip has stories, and Vincent and I have to determine on each story, is it real or farce?
Yes.
You feel good about this, Pip?
I do.
You feel good, Vincent? You think you're going to beat me?
I think I have a chance.
You think? I don't think so. I'm feeling good. I just ran a sweep on the worst dads. I feel good about things. So let's play the Savage Medicine intro music. If people in the chat would like to play along, they are certainly welcome to play along for this part of the game.
Okie dokie.
So, yeah, how many stories we got?
I think I have six.
Say, I don't know if we're going to do all six tonight. We'll see.
Okay.
Because we can always put some of these in the hopper.
We
got to go back and do we got to do Dead or Alive. I know you got that prepared. I'm thinking next week, Great Debates of Absurdity.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I think we might do that next week.
I just want to read these.
Yeah, that'd be good if you actually were familiar with the stories.
I am. I was trying to see how many I have. I have six or seven. I don't know.
All right. I don't think we're going to get it. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
We'll see.
All right. Story number one. You ready, Vincent?
Mm-hmm. All right. Story number one. Nothing ruins a day at the beach quite like getting a fishbone stuck in your eyeball.
Oh, good Lord.
Unfortunately, that's what happened. Devin is shivering.
You know, you could beat a kid and I'm cool with it. You beat a kid, I'm cool with it. You shock her with a shock collar, I get it. But a fishbone to the eyeball, and I'm just like a little bitch. Like,
you just look like I dumped a whole ice bucket. You look like you took the ice water challenge.
Because it's the eyeball.
I know.
And I've had, you know, I was riding down, when I was in Hawaii, yeah. I was riding down the volcano on a bicycle. And you wear, like, sunglasses, and it's, like, really cold at the top of the volcano. You're right there.
Wow.
But here's the thing about Hawaii. They burn sugar cane.
Oh.
They burn. So I'm going down the mountain, about halfway down the mountain.
Oh, no. And you're even blinking your eyes, like, in memory.
Sugar cane ash in the eyeball.
Oh.
Yeah. And you don't know. Yeah, you get it, and it gets all up in there, and now my eye's all irritated. And now on this honeymoon, I got to go see an ophthalmologist, and he's got to put a stupid needle in my eye to get the sugar cane out. So, yeah, I'm a little friggin' squeamish about that. We have two cats, though, which were wedding presents. One is Maui, named after because we went to Hawaii. The other is Ash because of the sugarcane ash.
Yes.
But, yes.
Because of the ash.
Yeah. But it's awful. All a fishbone in the eye is something that would happen to me. I've had bugs in the eyes. It's terrible.
I've had awful eyeball things, too.
Yes.
Terrible.
And my eyes see awful things, too. Some of you people should take care of yourselves. Think about my eyes.
Oh, my God. You ready?
No.
Get a hold of yourself, man. I've got to get through this story.
All right.
All right. Unfortunately, that's what happened to a beachgoer visiting the Red Sea in 2015. The 52-year-old tourist was swimming in the Red Sea when he collided with a school of fish.
Stupid. You're too old for school. Why are you swimming in there? He's Italian. You swim with the fish. It's stupid.
Not long after the incident, the man developed a swollen and droopy eyelid that wouldn't heal.
Oh.
A doctor's visit revealed that he had an area of inflammation called a granuloma on his eyelid, and the patient underwent surgery to correct the issue. But a granuloma wasn't the only thing the doctors removed from the erstwhile swimmer's eyeball during the surgery. Two tubular structures were also removed from the man's eyelid, according to Davin. It's like having a tantrum.
Can't we
like
go back to
baby.
Fun stuff like beating kids?
No! You will listen and you will enjoy.
I'm going to hurl. This is terrible.
Oh, this is so great, the torture I'm putting him through. Two tubular structures were removed from the man's
eyelid.
Look at
Vincent just, staring at you like a serial killer. He's locked in. He's like locked in.
He's like so engrossed.
Go on.
What else happened to the eyeball?
Yeah, you guys both have glasses. You have shields. My eyes are not protected.
I know. The things were removed from the man's eyelid, according to a report published in the New England Journal of Medicine in September 2015. A biologist was called to examine these strange specimens, which turned out to be the jawbones of a halfbeak, a fish that dwells in shallow coastal waters. The fish bones had immobilized the muscles controlling the man's eyelid, causing it to droop. But the droopy-eyed swimmer recovered shortly after surgery. All right, that's the end of the story.
Okay.
You want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
The eyeball torture.
You want me to go first? All right. I'm probably going to be wrong on this one, but I'm going to say it's fake. And the reason I think it's well, I'll let you guess why, and then I'll give you my reasoning behind it. So you guess whether you think it's a real story or a fake story, and then I'll tell you why I think it's fake.
I think it's a real story.
Why do you think it's real?
It's plausible and something that could happen.
When was the last time you swam into a fish?
Well, maybe like with a fish. I've been snorkeling.
Okay,
you had what's his name? That animal adventurer?
Yeah,
that
the was crocodile
stabbed.
Hunter by a stingray.
Oh,
stabbed
no,
by
no,
a stingray.
The other guy that was stung. But oh, that, no, was,
the, that was the crocodile.
Yeah.
Get out! Yeah. That's how it went.
So it's possible a fish can swim into you.
Okay, here's why I said no. Here's why I said no, because it was an actual bone, like a jaw bone of the fish. You would kind of know. I mean, bones don't just leave fish.
When, jump out of their
no,
body.
When you have filet a fish, it's not because the bones decide to do the right thing and leave the fish to make it so you have a nice treat. Like, bones have to leave. And they, I'm just not buying, I'm probably wrong on this, but I'm not just buying that a jaw bone went flying out of the fish into the guy's eye and nobody picked it up, right? I'm not buying it. That's why I'm going fake.
All right. Well, Trucker Tom agrees with you, Dav, and he says that this is a fake story.
Thank you, Trucker Tom.
Lisa said that she agrees with Vincent. She thinks it's a real story. So we are completely split on the issue. And the actual thing is, it's a true story.
Fuck! Yeah. Tom, damn it, you're supposed to be better at these games. Usually the rule is you go with Trucker Tom.
I know. And so look at that.
That's real.
That really happened.
I said I'm probably wrong, but oh.
Ew.
Well, good job, Vincent. Good job. Good job, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a grody story. I am not enjoying that.
We started off with a bang, didn't we?
Yeah, because it's an eyeball. You can stick something up your cooch and I'm with you. But you go to the eyes.
And you're with me.
I'm also, like, that sounds like a treat. But you go into an eyeball, I'm like, no. That's why I could never put in contact.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Helix is like this, too. He's like, oh, no, not eyeballs.
Yeah.
I know. I got a little piece of metal that just flung, and I just in my all of a sudden my eye hurt. And
you should be like an Avenger. That should be like a superpower now.
It should be a damn superpower, but all it was pain. And I went to the doctor, and they had to like take it out for me, and I was like, that was not fun.
No, that could be some real damage.
Yeah, it was. It was the second time something flung into my eyeball. I will save. I'm saving that story for some time.
I'm sure
mean to me.
I'm sure other things have flung into your eyeballs. It's called the end of a night. It's called see yourself out. We're finished.
I just call that Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Be a team player. All right. Vincent and Lisa up with one. Me and Tom, zero.
All right. Next story.
Ugh.
Sometimes old wives' tales are anything but. Such was the case for a 34-year-old performance artist who found out that if he kept making that face, one day it's going to stay that way. During his live shows, sorry, Vincent
was
just drinking.
Was it an O face?
During his live shows, he frequently made extreme and bizarre facial expressions to enhance his storytelling. During one performance, the man found that his face became paralyzed into a grotesque mask. Since his career didn't include a health insurance plan, he decided to go home and take some anti-inflammatories and put ice on his face in a bid to relax his facial muscles. When none of his home remedies were proving providing any relief after 2 days, the man went to the hospital. His appearance initially alarmed the hospital staff, but once the physicians examined him, it was determined that the paralysis was being caused by bacteria found in the sushi that he frequently ate. MRI and a brain CAT scan found that there was a small nodule in the center of the brain that controls facial muscle movements, and further testing discovered the bacteria Ciguatera in his bloodstream in elevated levels. Ciguatera is a bacteria found in poorly refrigerated seafood, which primarily causes food poisoning, but in very rare cases can cause mild facial paralysis by attacking that center of the brain, as was the case with the performance artist. After high doses of antibiotics and steroids, much of the man's facial movement restored, and with physical therapy, the facial muscle movement was completely restored. That's the end of the story.
Okay.
What do you say?
I say this is true. From being in the food service business, I know that it's a Ciguatera toxin, and it can have this effect on you. So it causes paralysis.
How can I argue with that logic?
The man knows his fish.
Well, yes. I'm gonna agree. I'm going to agree with Vincent. I was gonna say it was true anyway, but his explanation, well, that makes sense to me. And now he could be bluffing me and making me look silly, but it sounded really good.
Okay. Well, Lisa said that she thinks the story is fake.
Okay.
And Trucker Tom says he thinks the story is fake. Well, two for the chat, because I made that up.
God damn it! You with your stupid fake knowledge! I'm in the food business. I've heard of that. Really? She fooled you. Oh.
I looked up that bacteria and I threw it in there.
And I play the game Operation. And I'm a medical doctor.
But there is like side effects of these bacteria, these toxins that causes paralysis.
Good job.
Yeah, but I made that up.
Good job. Good job. I'm 0 for 2.
Thank you. So now it's like everyone has one on the board except Lisa, who has two.
Lisa's winning.
Look at that. Okay. Good girl. All right.
Damn it. Stupid explanation that seemed real. I was going to guess it, though, anyway. Good job, Pip.
Third story.
Hell of a story.
Thank you. A frustrated man in India went to doctors complaining that he got a headache every time he watched pornography. The pain started 5 minutes into a video and peaked after 8 to 10 minutes.
Hold on. You watch pornography because she has a headache.
Not because you get one.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong, stupid.
He's got this all wrong.
What is he doing?
Yeah, I hope.
Wrong head, stupid.
Sex headaches are both mysterious and somewhat rare, said Dr. Amy Gelfand, a neurologist at the University of California, San Francisco School of Medicine. 1% of the population may suffer from so-called primary sex headaches at one point in life, she told Live Science. Most sufferers develop a sudden headache at the point of orgasm. Less often, the primary sex headache will emerge slowly as sexual arousal heightens. But the man in India had quite the unusual case because his sex headaches only appeared while watching videos, not during masturbation and not during sexual activity, according to the case report published in 2012 in the journal Archives of Sexual Behavior. Doctors think that the muscle contractions in the neck and jaw may trigger primary sex headaches. Others theorize nerves or blood vessels in the head become overly sensitive to the sexual response. However, the cause remains a mystery. That's the end of the story.
I'm going to go fake on this.
Okay.
I mean, I know India has doctors and everything, but I've never heard of this. And, you know, if you're getting a headache from watching videos, it's usually because of your eyes. You have bad eyes, which you do get from masturbation, as Wives Tales would have you believe.
Wait a minute. What does Trucker Tom say? He gets a headache because he's watching porn in a shoe closet and banging his head on the wall.
See, that's a more reasonable explanation. Yeah, I'm calling fake. Vincent?
I'm going to say it's fake. I did see an episode on that emergency room show where people were having sex and they would get these headaches, but they actually were engaged in sex, not just watching pornography.
See, now it makes me think more fake because she watches a lot of fucking TV.
I do watch. I'm Mike O'Feel. I watch too much television. Lisa, you have to clock in here. Trucker Tom also says that he believes that this is a fake story. And Lisa is lagging behind, so we might have to go without you. But you're winning, girl, so come up with an answer.
She's got a headache.
Oh, she's got a headache. She's like holding her head.
Well, the show
she's
gives
like,
her
oh,
a headache.
No.
The show is very hot.
I know. So. All right. Well, she's not clocking in, so we have no answer.
All right. That's fine.
You might lose your lead here.
That's all right.
All right. Because I fooled you all. This is true.
Get the fuck. Oh, I've never done this. You're much better at this than Joe.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, yes, I am. You are. This is true.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Shouldn't be true.
I know. Okay.
I was going to say it was true, but because I've seen an episode on this, people that go to the emergency room.
Yeah, I saw
this.
That. I think I saw that one too. But I think that
they were engaged in sex.
I think what the problem was that they were literally banging their head on the headboard and they didn't realize they were doing it, and they both got headaches from it. Wasn't that how that one ended?
I don't.
You don't remember. You got
it ended with a
about
sandwich.
The story, and you don't even remember anymore.
It ended with a sandwich.
Well, that's how it usually ends. All right, here we go. You know that expression, too much of a good thing?
No.
Well, that applies to
no.
this case.
What's this expression you speak of?
Yeah, I just, I, yeah. I'll have to school you later.
Please.
Well,
like
that applies to this next case. A young man in Germany completed so many Sudoku puzzles. I don't know how to say that word.
Sudoku.
Yeah,
he
puzzles.
Says. Mm. Sudoku.
A logic
Sudoku?
Game. Sudoku? I don't know, but that game. I don't know how to say the word. I just know how it's spelled. A logic game that may help sharpen memory, that he began having seizures. Of course, that's only part of the story. The man had been an avid Sudoku solver for some time before experiencing such seizures, but that changed after he was trapped in an avalanche during a ski trip. He was eventually rescued, but while buried under the snow, the man experienced a condition known as hypoxia, in which the body, tissues, and brain don't receive enough oxygen. This condition caused the man to develop sudden muscle twitches around his mouth when he talked, and the muscles of his legs when he walked. He also experienced spontaneous seizures in his left arm. Doctors prescribed anti-epileptic medications and thought that they had the seizures under control. However, a few weeks after he was discharged from the hospital, the man began having seizures in his left arm again, but only when he did Sudoku puzzles. Eventually, doctors got to the root of the problem. The man had a very intense three-dimensional imagination that was activated whenever he did these brain-stimulating puzzles. The part of his brain that he used when thinking about things in 3D happened to be the part of his brain that was most affected by his 15 minutes of oxygen deprivation under the snow. That's the end of the story.
Who goes first, me or you?
Wait, I'm sorry. I skipped. There's one more sentence. Oh,
we can't do the show without the sentence.
You need that sentence. It was on the
really?
Next page. Yeah, I know. Oh my God, sorry.
You might want to invest in a printer.
I should, but
the first time.
I don't. Yeah, I know.
What is the sentence important?
Overactivating this damaged part of the brain was what caused the man's seizures. Unfortunately, he had to give up Sudoku in order to make a full recovery. Okay, that's the end of the story.
So the Sudoku
was his trigger.
Was just triggering.
Yeah, I'm calling fake. The 3D Sudoku. Listen, I think if our brains could do stuff in 3D, we'd know a lot more about it. But then again, we do our stuff in 3D, but I'm not buying it. Sounds like hogwash.
Okay, so this is the Sudoku. So you say false.
What do you say, Vincent?
No, I'm going to say it's false, too.
False.
Why, any particular
false.
Reason? Just sounds like bullshit.
Just sounds like bullshit, yeah.
And Tom says it's false, and Lisa says that it's true.
Lisa's back now.
Yeah, she's back, and she said that she had put true in there, and it didn't pop up, I believe.
So she got that one right then, too?
Yeah, she got that one right, too.
Yeah, Lisa with a little Google machine kicking
and
ass.
And she got this one right, too, because that's true.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Lisa
has
gotten every single one. Every single one right.
Yeah, good for
Look
Lisa.
Look at that. She's kicking ass.
Schooling everybody.
Yeah, you boys should feel bad.
Well, what does Vincent have? How many has he got?
One.
Vincent has one.
What
you
is Tom?
Have nothing.
I know. What's Tom have?
Tom has one.
Well, in my defense, I shot my load.
You're not just relaxing now.
Yeah, I'm coasting, baby. I won what I wanted. And a sweep. In a sweep. So.
Yeah, okay, you know, is this makes you feel better about yourself?
It does.
Like bottoming out here?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'm letting others, like Lisa, embrace victory. But you are really doing a good job with this. These are really good.
Thank you.
I would fire Joe from this, but that would make him happy, so I won't.
Nope, thank you.
So he'll still have this responsibility. But yeah, I usually do better. But then again, I'm playing against you. Maybe you just suck worse than me at this game.
Maybe I do.
That could be it.
Being able to tell what's true or false.
Yeah. Either way, I'm having my worst showing ever in these games.
I know.
You're
I can't believe
kicking
it.
My ass, Pip.
I'm enjoying it. A teenage boy of 14 years old appeared with his parents in a clinic in Devapada, a suburb of Mumbai, complaining of a sore foot. When the patient removed the bandages around the foot, a giant wound with a circumference of 27.5 centimeters was revealed, with what appeared to be a toenail on top of a projection growing out of the side. The boy's parents explained that the young man had stubbed his toe badly several weeks before, hard enough to break the toe, and then the toe became infected. The parents treated the foot with home remedies, but the infection grew. As the foot swelled in size, a peculiar looking bump appeared on the side of the foot, which began to grow independently of the swelling. Doctors x-rayed the foot and found that the boy had a previously undiagnosed rare condition called preaxial polydactyly, in which additional digits may grow adjacent to the first digit of either the hand or, in this case, the foot. The boy had probably been growing the additional digit at a very slow rate all of his life, but the injury and subsequent infection sped up the growth process and revealed the condition. After treating the infection successfully, the foot returned back to its normal size, and the boy retained the additional digit on his foot.
Who goes first?
I don't think it matters.
You go first.
I think of the, you know, that tree man with the tree that grows out of the fingers in India?
Oh, ever heard I know of what that? You're talking about.
Yeah, he has that.
Like,
this
enormous
makes me think of that.
He has enormous nails, but they look like bark.
Bark, yeah.
That's the worst superpower ever. there's crime. Wait, I'm going to leave. what an awful superpower.
This is what makes
you're
me.
You're barking up the wrong tree, Lex Luthor. A quicker superhero will have to catch you. I'm a goddamn tree. Stinks. That's the worst superpower ever.
Ever.
Yeah, so it makes me think of that story, which is true, but I just think him growing another. He grew another toe.
Grew another toe.
Well, it's not saying that he grew another toe. It's saying that the toe was already growing.
Sure.
But when he banged it and it swelled,
opened up.
It like opened up
revealed
and it revealed the toe.
Sure.
I'm going to say it's false.
I'm going to say it's true. There's cats running around with extra toes and shit. In India, they got weird shit going on. The water's not very sanitary. Kids running around. Well, who knows what these people are drinking over there? It's not very clean. I'm going to go. That's true. Now that I said it's true, it's probably false. But I don't think it's that far-fetched that you could grow an extra appendage. I mean, guys, we dream about it growing, and that's why they have, all these pumps and pills and all sorts of things.
Okay, so Vincent, you said it was
false.
False, okay. And Devin said it's true. Tom said he's not a fucking reptile. You can't regrow body parts.
He didn't regrow it, Tom. It's been growing.
That's what I said to that's what I said. And Lisa said fake as well.
They both said fake.
Okay.
Everybody said fake but me.
Right.
Oh, fuck.
That means that, of course, it's fake.
Of course it is. Oh. Stupid.
I made that shit up.
That's good. You even threw polydactyl in there.
Hey, you know what?
You did. You're much better than that. Joe would have just gone, he's got extra toes. You're throwing like in medical terms and shit.
Preaxial polydactyly is actually true.
All right.
That's real.
But this boy didn't have it.
No, he didn't. This boy never existed. I made him up.
You're talking about every boy in India.
Yeah, but that guy, the tree, that was what inspired me to write that because I saw a picture of him.
Oh really?
So I knew exactly what you were talking about. I had read about him before, but he really, this kid's banged up. I mean, he's just got these almost like hoof hands and feet. There's just these
it's like a fungus.
It's crazy.
He needs to go for surgery, and they had to, and they shaved it back.
Why don't they just prune him?
It's prune him.
What?
Just Will you put your hand in the clippers? Would you
put it in the wood chipper then?
The wood chipper.
Don't be a pussy. Let's go.
I'm wondering if he has feeling on that.
I don't know if that like.
That would have a feeling.
On the top. I don't know if it has nerves in it, but you know, even that is, if it grows and the root of whatever it is goes deep enough, it would probably touch the roots. So, like moving it, probably clipping it wouldn't hurt, but moving it would he'd probably feel it at the base of it.
Yeah,
it's it's
real. There's
it's
a couple
so
people
creepy.
That have it.
It's oh, it's
and when
so
they
nasty.
Stand together, do they make a forest?
If one of them falls over, do you hear it?
Should we just call this Tree Man this segment?
You never.
No. No, I'm working out. I'm doing 21 Day Fitness.
We should have done one on the Tree Man for Dan.
It would
yeah,
have pulled
I know.
Yeah.
I know. You totally wouldn't have believed it.
Why would I believe there's a Tree Man? It's in Harry fucking Potter. Why would I believe it's walking the earth here?
He's true. I'll show you his picture
Stupid
later.
Stupid freaks.
Okay.
You make it sound like this is a bigger concern than the 300-pound Red Sox fan.
depends on where
now
you
we
are.
Need a tree section at Yankee Stadium,
we
too.
We do. There's tree people. Trees are people, too.
Can't they just pretend they're the foul pole? Can't we just stop with this nonsense?
No. All right, I have one more story.
All right, last story.
All right. Need a reason to skip Pilates class? This is
oh,
timely.
Do I? I do.
Because we've got a good one. In 2015, a British woman with persistent headaches found that the reason for her pain was leaking brain fluid brought on by, you guessed it, a Pilates class.
Ew.
It typically takes some kind of trauma for brain fluid, a clear fluid that flows between the brain and spinal cord and their outer coverings.
Oh, you're
going to
make me
to
hurl.
Leak.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
So gross. Brain fluid.
We should just call this section squirming and squirming.
Oh. That's what I call my sex life. Okay. We're going to squirm and squirm.
Trauma from car accidents, tumors, and botched surgeries are all known to sometimes cause this problem. But in certain people, brain fluid leaks can occur spontaneously when too much pressure is put on the skull or spinal cord, which is probably what happened to the Pilates-performing patient with persistent headaches. Pilates-performing patient. Say that 5 times fast.
No.
After a standard treatment of bed rest, caffeine, yes, and ibuprofen, the woman recovered, according to a report published in the Journal of Medical Case Reports. So that's the end of the story. What say you?
You got Vincent.
I would have said that it was true, but then on the recovery, the what the person needed to do to recover from that,
right?
Sounds
like Pip. Yeah. Bed rest and caffeine.
Bed rest, caffeine, and ibuprofen. Oh yes, that sounds like a vacation for me.
So I'm going to say it's false.
Okay.
I'm going to say it's false, too. Originally, I was going to say it was true, but I'm going to say it's false. Now that I've dabbled in Pilates, and I see how awful it is, and it's awful. Because it works muscles and everything, and you're stretching. But there's nothing where you're, like, smacking your head around. There's nothing that should make fluids leak out of you, and maybe just a little bit of pee. I mean, the
it says that the brain fluid can leak spontaneous when there's too much pressure put on the skull or the spinal cord.
But there's not real. You're not doing weights or anything with Pilates. There shouldn't be any pressure.
Yeah, there's floor exercises and stuff.
Yeah, I know. I've done them. Okay. And there's no pressure. Okay. There shouldn't be. And you're arguing, so it's going to be true, but I'm saying false.
I'm sorry. Lisa wins because that was true, and she just got the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
She got everyone right. Lisa, you are a medical expert. You are a super genius, Wile E. Coyote.
So she got, what, 5?
She got 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 stories in a row. Devin, no circles for Devin.
Got whitewashed. That's hard to do.
Yeah, and Vincent and Tom tied for 2. And Devin, I've never seen you fall this badly in a game.
No.
I am triumphant.
You are triumphant. What about Tom? Tom's usually the king of these games.
Tom just screamed shenanigans at me.
Me and Tom are filing a protest. we are going to Toronto to hunt Lisa down, and we are dragging you with us. We feel there's been collusion afoot. And while we have a sponsored guest in the studio, you pull this type of shenanigans? No, Pip Helix. No.
I did it right in front of the sponsor. I'm a naughty naughty girl.
You are a naughty girl.
I hope you're listening, Mr. Helix.
Wow, that was good. That was
Lisa says, watch too much TV. Me too.
It's great that the shut-ins have that superpower together.
Me too. It's like, well, we're sharing a brain, Lisa and I. And I think that, you know, we're both on the same wavelength.
So, you know what? You two are the type of people that would have a banana for fun. You're banana fun people.
Yes, we would. We would.
Tom, Vincent, and myself, we're going out and having a good time. Clearly, I'm leading the most exciting life. That's why I got none of these.
I got mad skills.
You do. I mean, you got to be proud of that. I usually get a couple.
I was an English major. I'm a pretty damn good writer.
You are. We should know that from
somebody's style.
From your blogs. We should. Oh, she feels good about it.
I do.
You know what?
I killed you.
You
finally did.
But you did. But you still shit the bed in the annual Father's Day game. Nothing.
Yes,
you were picking stories that I went rejected out of hand, and you're bringing them like that could compete.
I know.
So slow your roll.
I know.
We'll call tonight a draw.
We will call tonight.
But tonight I won't because it's on the syndicated portion.
No. That doesn't mean that.
But you know,
that.
But you know what this means.
You know
what this means.
What?
You'll have to do this again.
Oh, God damn it.
See, you really don't win.
Work for yourself if you do good on the show.
You really don't
God
win.
Damn it. All right. Well, then Joe is going to have to listen to porn for a while then.
I don't think he has a choice.
Because he's going to have to bring it with the porn if I'm going to do another Savage Medicine.
He's going to be getting some of that sweet.
I have listened to way too much porn for this show.
I've listened to it, too. I've listened to
Yes, but I'm listening to porn that I'm
well, you
not
do gay
enjoying.
Porn.
I do gay porn.
She does like the men.
Yeah, but I've done the...
You've done it, too.
The, you know, hetero porn.
You know what? Because we don't play...
It's you know what? I actually... there have been days where my husband's like, oh, I'm going to go out and do such and such. And I'm like, well, I have to stay home because I have to watch porn. And he's like, oh, all right. You know, and I'm like...
He doesn't want to watch with you?
No, not the gay porn, no.
Not the gay porn, the other porn.
No. Oh, Vince, I have to tell you, there was one that was so hilarious because I would look for specific nationalities because that's how we play the game. And there was one where...
By the way, Trucker Tom, still champion of gay porn.
Yeah,
that orgasm.
I know.
He should be recognized. I know he's feeling down in the dumps about this, but he should be recognized for the gay porn national orgasm, international orgasm champion that he is.
No, he hit it out of the... Yeah, the stadium with those. But right now, Trucker Tom says, I feel like A-Rod in his final season not being able to hit worth a damn. you called it. That's exactly what he's saying. It's like, yeah, he's not feeling good about his performance this evening. But
don't worry. You still have the name that orgasm gay title, Tom. Nobody can take that sticky belt away from you.
Lisa said that is Tom's area of expertise, and he would really like us to play that down. But no, we bring it up.
We
want to
make our fans feel good. So Lisa's a champion in Savage Medicine,
yes.
And Tom is a champion in Gay Name That Orgasm.
Lisa just said he's the orgasm champ. Well, you know, that could be taken in two ways.
If that's the case, ladies better take a line like he's a delicatessen. He's going to be a busy man.
Now serving number 10. Busy. You know, you got to get that arm healed so that you can do more positions.
No, he doesn't. You bring the bitches for that. Listen, ladies, this isn't going to take care of itself. I'm on the DL. Get to jerking. Let's go. Step. Then you can hang out by the koi pond afterwards.
No. He needs to have the upper body strength to perform some of the other pages in the Joyous Sex book.
Well, we got a fucking pelvis. We shift. We swivel.
No. I don't want a guy that just lies there. No.
We can stand and move.
All right, that's true. But you know what? You need a little support. And if only one arm is.
You can do it. You're really great. See, I'm giving you support. I'm giving you a little support. I can lie there and give you support.
Trucker Tom says, if that were true, I'd have a revolving door in my bedroom.
Well, that might be part of the redecorating that he's doing.
I think I did see something about a door.
Sure.
So yeah, I think you've been holding out on us, son. Anyway, that was good.
So what's the story? You went to tell Vincent the story.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Yes. So I'm looking and I find one that says German porn, which you don't often find because that's not a particular kink that
sure
people
you do.
Look up.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I didn't. Gay German porn.
I just assume they all are.
Yeah. I was just having a hard time of it. Ha. And so I pull this up and it's two guys wearing little hats with feathers on the side, lederhosen, and these puffy shirts like they're like the servers in an Oktoberfest.
That sounds hot.
and they've got their lederhosen trousers down and these long shirts that are almost covering the subject, so they have to keep pulling it up their shirts a little so they can get at each other's Wiener Schnitzel. And I was dying.
Sounds hot. Do they get Spetzel all over the place?
Yes. It was just ridiculous watching these two guys try to get each other off with lederhosen and little feather hats. I'm like, no,
I imagine
no.
German ejaculate would be very neat. They don't like messes, the Germans. So I would imagine that...
I think these were Western Germans.
But I would imagine you have to come in a particular spot.
No, it doesn't work that way. If it worked that way, men's room bathroom floors would be immaculate. You have the equipment, I'm telling you. It doesn't work that way.
I think it could.
These things don't work this way.
We gotta play more of those sex games. We just get wrapped up with the scammer stuff.
I know.
And there's just not enough time, and we can't play the sex games on the syndicated portion
right,
of the show.
Right, right. Well,
although I think Name That Orgasm is great after church.
Yeah, I know. It's been a big favorite with the nanny. I mean, like grandma group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Really, no.
I think we've done all we can do.
I think we've caused enough damage for this evening.
Vincent, tell us about Portobello's.
So Portobello is located in Bergen County, New Jersey, in Oakland. We have a Sunday brunch, 11 to 2 on Sunday. We have entertainment Friday and Saturday at 9 p.m. We are an a la carte Italian restaurant. If you're looking to have a party... we have a banquet facility where we host weddings, bar mitzvahs, bar mitzvahs, baby showers, bridal
bonings.
Showers.
Please debone your fish from now on. Very carefully. Keep eye protection on at all points. Oh, my goodness.
And we offer special comedy shows randomly throughout the year.
Next one's in the fall sometime, yes?
Yeah, we're going to be in the fall. I think in October we usually have it.
Sounds good. What's the website?
PortobelloNJ.com.
And you guys have a banquet hall and a restaurant, yes?
Yes.
And what's the phone number?
201-337-8990.
Perfect. Portobello Banquets and Portobello Restaurant in Oakland, New Jersey.
Wait, tell me more about the brunch.
And when she shows up, tell me if she stacks her plate like an animal.
We're going to have for that day the separate compartment.
Yes.
I don't need that. Well,
yes,
yeah,
you
I kind of do.
Sausage over here, yeah. Flapjack over here, you know, eggs over here.
You make a little wall with your sausage.
Yes.
You know, to keep the, because one thing that frustrates me is if I go to a brunch, they always have something nice that you can put syrup on, but the syrup always tries to get at my eggs, and no. Uh-huh.
That's why you need segregated
foods.
Yes.
Yeah, I need those army plates with the little sections in them.
So tell her about the brunch. What do you guys
tell
got on the menu?
The brunch.
So we have a wide...
Wait, say it slow and with a soft voice.
I'm brunch porn, you animal.
Yes. Tell me about the brunch.
Gotta get the seat scotch guarded again.
Go ahead.
So, you know, we have a we have breakfast items. We have our luncheon items. We
I
have
think she
bakery.
Wants to know what those items are.
I want to know those items
and
are.
Say, them, say it slowly. Give the woman what she wants.
I want actual like the kind of food.
Has she not entertained you?
Sure.
All right. Entertain me now.
Vince is like, I'm high up. I got no idea what they're putting out there.
I'm hungry. Tell me.
Say it slowly.
So we have waffles, pancakes.
Ooh.
Look at Pip. Carbohydrates.
Is there French toast?
French toast also.
Freedom toast. It's freedom toast.
No, it's French toast. In my version. Okay.
We have sushi.
Ooh.
No, can't eat that.
Why?
Oh, I have so many
It'll
allergies.
Give you the Cinque Terre.
Yeah. Yours won't.
Cinque Terre. Sounds like it should be Chinese disease. It's got the old Cinque Terre.
Yeah, I really got you with that. I forgot that. Oh, it's like, ooh, I'm throwing in a food bacteria.
You got him because he thought he knew shit.
And then I swayed Davin on that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to guess that way anyway, but I'm like, that sounds like a damn good explanation. All right, so we got sushi, which I'm all about. What else you got?
We have filet mignon, tips, marsala. Mm. We have chicken scampi. We have
good.
I'd be like
horseradish crusted salmon.
Yeah, I'm all over like that. I'm like skipping the breakfast stuff. I am going all over to the savory meaty stuff.
We have our pastas.
Oh wait, okay. I'm like eating breakfast and then I eat lunch and then I have dessert and a brunch.
Well, you make it a day. You're like, can I just sleep at the table? Well, I'm just going to spend
a
while.
It's like, when do you open and when do you close?
The brunch is 11 to 2, though.
11 to 2.
So do you drag her carcass out? Her bloated carcass out? What, and mid-eat at 2 o'clock? I mean, when do you go, yo, bitch, get the fuck out? What time? She wants to know that cutoff.
Can we take away the food?
Yeah, but if
what?
She's
what?
But if
what?
She's if
Did
she's
she what?
If she's still grazing, are you going to take away the food?
No.
I mean, at some point, the staff wants to clean up and go home.
Tom says suddenly there's a mysterious fap 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 noise coming from Pip's side of the desk.
What does that mean?
He's saying that I'm masturbating to the story about the delicious brunch.
Oh my!
Oh my!
Get the tarp.
Oh my god! It sounds amazing.
Thank you.
I'm sure
not
it will
not
end.
You masturbating part. That
no,
doesn't
no,
sound.
That's a, no. That sounds terrible.
Yeah,
but no.
We agree again.
No, it sounds amazing. This I have to. I will go to Oakland and eat there.
Are you there on
you'll
Sunday?
Be sorry,
I'm not there on
oh.
Sunday.
Oh, you
so
are
you'll
saved.
Be safe. You won't lose a finger when you try to change the eggs.
They're taking away the food.
So it's like 11 to 2. So, like, around 2:15, you want to start putting food away, I'm guessing.
Putting food away, yeah.
But you can't do that because the people show up at 1:55.
Usually, last brunch seating is at 1 o'clock.
Oh, a brunch seating. That's some fancy shit right there.
I know. That's fancy shit. Yeah. See, I don't leave until they start vacuuming and the vacuum's hitting my feet. Then I get the hint.
Do you? Do you really get
no,
the hint?
No. No. No, because there's something with bones I'm still gnawing on. I'm getting a little last bits off of it. Yeah. Chucker Tom says, she ends up like Mr. Creosote in Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad, but it is a Sunday for me.
Well, there we go. We got your weekend. We got your weekend plans.
Now I feel like I'm going to cheat on you by reading about the other restaurants in front of you. Could you avert your eyes while I do this?
Well, they're not in Oakland.
No, I know, but it still feels bad. Feels bad. All right.
You've eaten his food. You know it's good. You run shows for me.
I know.
You just haven't
delicious.
Done the brunch yet.
I know. I haven't done the brunch. I have to do the brunch. All right. Don't look at me. This feels bad.
I prefer not to.
If you no, you have to stare at me.
My eyes have suffered enough with your awful stories.
Vincent's nice. I want him to avert his eyes while I talk about another restaurant. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine. You don't really have to avert your eyes. Made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC. Tower of Energy LLC.
Sometimes you feel like a slice. Sometimes you need much more. A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Giancarelli's Pizza and Restaurant is the place to go when you want to manja. Giancarelli's in Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Giancarelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, or have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. That's www.GiancarelliSPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff. Old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. Murder mysteries, comedies, whatever you need. Stand-up comedy. We put together the comedy shows at Portobello Banquets and Portobello, so check us out, sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip, anywhere?
No.
Let's see. This week, June 14th, Wednesday, I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club in New York, New York, on the 11 p.m. show. For tickets, call 212-757-2323. And Saturday, June 17th, I'll be in Somerville, New Jersey at 19 Division Street. That's an outside show.
Oh.
Let's hope it doesn't thunder.
I know, really, because we both jumped out of our chairs and, like, grabbed onto Vincent for dear life when that thunder hit.
He loved every moment of it.
He did. He kind of, yeah, he kind of had a little smirk.
So next week, we anticipate Joe coming back.
Yeah.
We might do a great debate of absurdity.
Yes.
We'll have Jane, our little scammer, girlfriend Jane.
I love stories.
And we'll do some Ann Jackson. So we'll have a full show, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of other things to discuss. Vincent, we want to thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. It's always nice when you come in.
And thank you for the years of support.
Yes, thank you.
We want to say congratulations to Lisa for running the board.
Yes.
And we want to say, I whooped your ass, Pip Helix.
Oh, wait, I whooped you right back. And I'm going to go home and dream about brunch at Portobello's.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.